Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Ding, ding, ding. Making the call again here in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Dan Buck and I. Recovering from the big birthday party yesterday. Ethan was out there as well, but he made a wise decision not to partake in some of those cigars that Dan and I did, so our voices are a little rough.
But I'm feeling better.
Me too.
Fourth cup of coffee helps. Yeah, it was a fun night. Just so good to see so many of our listeners
yes.
and talk to so many people who've been a part of this station for 25 years. It was really neat. That had to be a neat roundtable discussion you were having with so many people going, you know, back to the original founder. I saw John Beck over there sharing some stories. And
John had some stories. We probably could have gone on for an hour with him, just yeah. him alone. We kept him for two segments, and Dave Glover popped down at the table, and we talked to him about it a little bit. Annie Fry, obviously, who's been around this station as a paid employee longer than I have. I had a weekend show starting in 2010, but she was an employee as well, pretty early on, doing IT and digital stuff and all of that. So she's been around a long time, and they kind of nurtured her along. She was on my show on the weekends
okay.
originally as a contributor, and then she got her own show. So that's kind of how that developed. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, lots of great stories there. I wish we would have had more time. Of course, Becky Domian, our station manager here, also worked at Emmis, so she knew John Beck, and she was there for part of all of that as well, working in the sales department. So we had an old home week yesterday. If you didn't make it out last night, I'm sorry for that. Next time, I'm going to talk to Tricia about this. We're going to do this on a Friday, so I can sleep in the next morning, right?
Yep.
Instead of having to worry about rushing home and getting up, because I could have stayed another hour. I didn't get to talk to everybody I wanted to talk to, and that I appreciate all of you who showed up, and Rhino Shield and U.S. Men's Medical and of course Allure for their support for our birthday party. It's a big
yep,
deal.
It was great.
We're very proud. All right, just a couple of quick reminders about some stuff coming up this weekend. I got a packed hour here. We're going to talk to our friend Frank Catanzaro. We're going to do our Queen of Hearts drawing. We got Jeff Manasso on the whole gambling arrest deal. Maybe he can explain that a little better. And before the hour is up, a really cool book out just in time for the holidays. And if you're a patriot and you want to get a great gift for a friend of yours or somebody you know who appreciates how proud people are of their countries, of their country. There's a book out called Letters Home from World War II from St. Louisans who were on the front lines of our wars, who wrote letters home to their families. And for the first time, a lot of these are have been republished here. And you can read what their words were from December 7th of 1941, people that were at Pearl Harbor and in World War I. And it's just touching to actually hear people's, you know, real feelings about what was going on. And these are all St. Louisans. So
yeah.
We're going to talk to the author of that book, Christopher Gordon, coming up here before the end of the hour. But quick reminder, you know, I always love to help our vets. There's an event going on this weekend out in West County at the Clancy's out there in Ellisville, right by Old State Road
sure.
in Manchester,
yep.
if you know where it is.
Yep.
Great Dollar Burger Nights out there as well. We used to go out there all the time. They're having a West County Smokin' for Veterans Barbecue Bash that's happening this weekend on Saturday from 11 to 4 tomorrow. It's going to be out at Clancy's. They're going to have wings starting at noon, ribs starting at 1, ribeye steaks by 2 p.m.
Nice.
It is a barbecue competition, so it's going to benefit AmVets, and I hope people will show up and eat and help support them out there because they're doing great. They're going to have some live auction items, some silent auction items. So that's out at Clancy's in Ellisville. That is going on tomorrow. Also, quick mention here again of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. You can take part in this. It's going to be at the Chesterfield Amphitheater tomorrow. Registration opens at 8. The walk starts at 10. And, of course, they're just raising money to try to fight this awful disease. If you know anybody that's been touched by it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It certainly affected my family. My father suffered through it as well. And they've raised more than $1.3 million last year through the Walk to End Alzheimer's in St. Louis. So you can register at alz.org/walk, alz.org/walk, and show up tomorrow and help them out. So go walk tomorrow in the morning and then go eat barbecue out there in Ellisville right after that.
Man.
Outstanding.
You got the whole day planned. Thank you.
You got a plan. All right. Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Do you think that people across the country are like hyper-focused on the ballroom, or is it just the reporters in the briefing room yesterday?
Oh, I don't think one person, if you go to a soccer game or a barbecue this weekend, tailgate, no one's talking about this except those suffering from BDS, ballroom derangement syndrome.
Which would be the reporter corps and the Democrats in Washington, D.C. They can't believe they're about to get a free $300 million ballroom. How dare he?
From public money. Private money.
Yeah, from private money.
No one is allowed to touch a cop on my watch, and no one's going to touch a cop on our watch. And on the off chance that they do or participate in a scheme by an app or otherwise that does so, they will find themselves in handcuffs.
Yep. Cash Patel yesterday said, hey, listen, first thing we're going to do is we're going to use the law to take down these apps that are being used to track ICE officers. And if we find you out there trying to attack or damage our police officers, our ICE officers, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Cash Patel.
Amen.
They overstayed their visa at some point in their lives, or they're undocumented. That's true. There are people like that in Chicago. But they're often people who are holding down jobs and paying taxes. They're people who are following the law and have been their entire time in the United States.
No, they broke in.
I think that we ought to have laws that protect them.
Come on, Governor. They broke in to begin with. They're here illegally. They're illegal aliens. It doesn't matter how long they've been working or if they stole somebody's Social Security number and have paid a few taxes. It doesn't matter. But this guy is a screaming prog who thinks he's going to be president of the United States someday.
Yeah.
Good luck.
The West Bank is, don't worry about the West Bank. Israel's not going to do anything with the West Bank, okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Is that your question? They're not going to do anything with the West Bank. Don't worry about it.
President Trump yesterday. The girl asking him the question, the young lady, was a reporter from, I don't know, Agency France. She was French, and she spoke in a pretty thick French accent, although she was speaking English, and Trump could not make out the question. He had to have Bondi, who was sitting next to him, explain what question she asked, which was, of course, about the Knesset voting honorarily. Voting didn't mean anything, but they voted to take in the West Bank, to like annex that land. And that didn't actually happen, but Trump had to assure her, don't you worry, your pretty little head.
Speaking of Bondi, man, she put out a big old forceful threat to both Nancy Pelosi and all California lawmakers, basically saying if you make any threats to arrest federal agents, stating that such action would lead to legal consequences, she said, if you don't believe me, then you don't know me very well.
Wow.
She was hot. Because, of course, California lawmakers at the state level are threatening to actually arrest ICE agents now. That's their new their new effort is that they don't have a law yet, but they want to create a law that says the ICE agents are doing something
could
illegal.
Could be arrested by state law enforcement.
Yeah. But they have to get the law on the books first. And she's saying, if you try to write such a law, because federal law trumps state law. You can't say that this congressional law that has been approved by the U.S. Congress to get these illegals out and do it legally through the immigration process, that suddenly you think you can write a state law that can override that. But that's what they're threatening. And she's saying there will be significant
talk about another civil war. Let them try that stuff.
Yeah,
that will not fly. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Frank Catanzaro. He is the chairman of the Missouri Young Republicans. We're going to talk to him about a couple of programs they got going on, trying to get our younger folks a little more involved in what's going on in our government. Plus, we'll have the winner of today's Queen of Hearts drawing.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Loved it. Our friends from Backstoppers were out there. Guns N' Hoses were out there last night at our birthday party. They did the big 50-50 drawing. My friend Brian, who owns Lit Cigar Lounge, ended up being the winning ticket. And he donated it all back to the charity because he's just a great guy to begin with. But we've had this Queen of Hearts raffle running all year now, and the money's going through Guns N' Hoses to Backstoppers. I love the fact that they do this. You spend $5, you buy a card. If they pull your card and it's a Queen of Hearts, guess what? You get half of the nearly $6,000 jackpot, and the other half goes back to Guns N' Hoses. So best of luck to you. Today's winner was the Three of Spades in slot number 17 was the card they pulled, and the winner won $25. So congratulations. You'll be getting an email about your winnings there, and thank you for buying tickets. You can go to their website at stlgunsandhoses.com. That's where you'll see a link to the Queen of Hearts raffle. And you can also get tickets to Guns N' Hoses, which is coming up Wednesday, November 26th. It'll be here before you know it, just a little over a month.
What is that pot grown to yet? Does it say?
It's at $5,928.
Ooh,
so
baby.
You'd win half of that. So for a $5 ticket, or if you buy five, you get one free. So,
all right.
Yep. Good luck with it. STLGunsAndHoses.com. Congratulations. You know, another guy that was out late with us last night, Frank Catanzaro. I've got him on the phone this morning with the Young Republicans. Frank, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Mark. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
It was a great party last night.
It was. It was well attended. And, you know, of course, Dan and I are both kind of hoarse this morning from having a cigar and a few cocktails while we were out there.
I guess we could say the event was lit.
It was lit. I love it. That's great. Thanks for showing up. We always appreciate your support as well.
Oh, absolutely. We had a great time.
So we talk a lot on this show. You and I have had this conversation a lot about getting younger people involved in the party locally at the grassroots level. Tell us a little bit about what the Young Republicans are doing with that.
Well, that's right, Mark. You know, we're working to try to grow the next generation of Republican leaders. I can tell you President Trump and his allies and all around the country have been doing a lot of work to help us in that mission. You know, we're seeing a resurgence of the Republican Party right now, especially among young people. You know, I was just looking up some data this morning to share with you guys. We're seeing a huge shift with the generation after mine, Gen Z. These are kids in their 20s right now, just getting out of college. And I'll tell you, we have seen more Gen Z people moving towards the Republican Party over the last 4 years. It's been astonishing. And we're also seeing a new commitment to faith with Gen Z. So we're seeing more young men and women now attending church, rediscovering their faith, and just trying to help build a better country.
Well, it's encouraging that we've got people. You know, we talked about the impact Charlie Kirk had on you know, the high school and college level kids, and that's going to be stratospheric, I think, in the years to come, because the number of chapters that have opened since his murder, what, 6 weeks ago now, almost has been incredible. Frank.
Over 100,000. Yeah, it's remarkable.
Oh, it is an amazing. I mean, the growth to turn a tragedy into helping grow this movement has been so impressive. And, you know, we can't do it without groups like Turning Point. We can't do it with groups like ours, like the Young Republicans. We work hand in hand. You know, our organization is ages 18 to 40. So we encompass the Turning Point group as well as those that kind of age out of that organization. And, you know, our mission is to make sure that we're getting good candidates here locally and statewide as well as nationally. You know, we're focusing on looking at these local races, these school board races, these municipal, city councils, school board, as well as looking at, you know, state representative, state senate races. There's a handful, actually almost close to 20 now in our state alone that are state elected officials that are young Republicans in the state of Missouri. That's nearly doubled in the last decade here.
Wow. And you've really not seen the full effect or the numbers from Charlie's death and this movement of TPUSA, because I'm sure a lot of those people will cross over and be both, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've got tons of members just here in St. Louis alone with the St. Louis Young Republicans. You know, we've got kids that are at college, part of their Turning Point chapters, and they're also members of our Young Republican organization. And, you know, we look forward to having them become full-fledged members when they graduate college.
Yeah.
What do you help us grow our organization even more.
Right. What do you got planned? Don't you have an event coming up for people who want to learn more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're doing a grassroots candidate messaging workshop tomorrow out in Chesterfield, the Pillar Foundation, 10 a.m. to 3. It's free. It's a four-hour workshop, includes lunch, and it'll teach you how to message. This is for activists. This is for campaign volunteers, managers, and candidates themselves. They can come out and learn how to create and craft a message to appeal to a wide demographic.
That's a great, great effort. I mean, so many people, they're conservative at heart, but they don't know how to talk to their loved ones, their friends, their circle of influence, and giving them those tools is critical to spreading the word and getting more people to see the truth. That's awesome. So where's that help?
You how to craft a winning message.
Awesome.
It's going to be at the Pillar. It'll be at the Pillar Foundation in Chesterfield.
Okay.
We have all the details on our website and on our Facebook page at St. Louis Young Republicans.
Okay, and anybody 40 and younger is welcome to come?
Anybody. Yep, anybody. There's no age limits here.
Oh, good.
Awesome. That's good. That's right out there off Clayton Road in Ellisville, I believe. Been there myself a few times.
Right,
outstanding. Frank Catanzaro, thanks for all you do, my friend.
Well, absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll have to join you guys again soon.
Absolutely. Keep up the good work and have a great weekend.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it, Frank. You bet. Thank you.
I hope a lot of people go. That's a great way to spend your afternoon, is learning how to message the conservative voice.
There might have been a time in America where you could bluff it and try to run for office or campaign for something. But if you don't have that skill set, that's tried and true. That's what they're teaching you out there. So take it as an opportunity to go out and experience that.
It's awesome.
Coming up, did you hear about that big gambling bust yesterday? Affected the NBA, some major crime syndicates might have been involved. We're going to talk to Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio coming up.
Stephen A. Smith, the sports commentator, suggested that this was revenge from the president for all the kind of left-wing activism of the NBA. Your response to that, 15 seconds.
I'm the FBI director. I decide which arrest to conduct and which not to conduct. That may be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard out of anyone in modern history. And I live most of my time in Washington, D.C. It's right up there with Adam Schiff. We arrest people for crimes.
Cash Patel yesterday responding to this really weird story. There's so many different
things involved in it. Poker, maybe fixing NBA games. I don't know. It's kind of hard to wrap my brain around the whole thing. That's why I was hoping Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio might be able to clear all that up for us. Good morning.
Good morning. I think it's hard for most people to wrap their brains around this. Question for you, whose list would you rather be on, the Mafia crime families or the FBI?
Yeah. The FBI's, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably maybe a safer bet. But in total, 34 people arrested across 11 states, among them Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and the former Cleveland Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones. Is part of a wide-ranging investigation related to alleged illegal sports betting and rigged poker games, that from the FBI, that again says this was a years-long investigation, the culmination of years of work putting this together, involving tens of millions of dollars. And that also involves charges against four mafia families and organized crime networks, and what the U.S. Attorney's Office says was a mind-boggling amount of fraud. Billups, arrested in Oregon, charged in a separate indictment alleging a wide-ranging scheme of underground poker games using that were backed by mafia families, using essentially technology to steal millions from victims, including counting machines. We haven't been talking about the Gambino, the Genovese, the Bonanno families for decades. I think you kind of lose track of that. But they're back, and these guys are essentially accused of using threats and intimidation to assure that they got the payments from these debts from these alleged rigged games, and illegal poker games. Organized by the defendants, according to prosecutors.
And pretty, I'm sorry, Jeff, but pretty smart on their part, using high-profile athletes who like to play poker to draw in the other players, right? To draw in high-stakes gamblers.
Yeah, right, the people they get
and
scammed.
And victimize them.
Right.
Yeah, and also involved in the alleged scheme to use private insider NBA information, for which Rozier and others are charged. According to the indictment, Rozier and other defendants had access to private information known by NBA players or NBA coaches, essentially who was injured, who was not playing. That would likely affect the outcome of the games or players' performance. Former Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones accused of providing insider information, including a Lakers-Bucks game back in 2023, where the FBI says he's accused of texting a co-conspirator to get a big bet on Milwaukee tonight because LeBron is going to be out of the game for an injury. Now, LeBron has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but he was close to this guy. So this guy would have had that kind of information. And the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York calls this one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the U.S. This story has legs.
Yeah.
It's going to be a movie at some point.
It is going to be a movie. You know, I'm thinking, I said this earlier to Dan here, that sports betting becomes legal in Missouri. Actually, it's already legal. It's just taken them a while to get all the infrastructure in place. Supposedly around the 1st of December, I think, is when the first bets are going to be able to legally be placed. And you got to think, if you're already somebody who's actively sports betting, you may be looking back at your losses over the last year or two and wondering how many times you were a victim of this, because you thought the over was going to be 160 in a game and you didn't know that the fix was in.
Yeah. Well, in sports books in multiple states, they were flagging suspicious betting interests on Rozier's statistics ahead of a Charlotte Hornets game back in 2023. There was an unexpected surge of bets, including 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor, totaling about $14,000. They came forward with that, but is it 1,000, couple thousand, 10,000 a pop in terms of betting? Rozier made $96.3 million in a four-year contract. Most people in this country don't make that .3, in 4 years.
Right.
It's wild. And his case is connected, allegedly, to a betting scandal involving former Toronto Raptors center Jontay Porter, who you remember was banned from the NBA last year for his role in a gambling scheme around player prop bets. Four men, including Porter, have pled guilty in that case. Two other men have been named as co-conspirators. I bet they're talking.
Oh, yeah, I bet too.
They're singing.
I think you might have said that yesterday,
I
Dan.
Said
I'll bet
they're canaries. They're that. Canaries in a cage, man. I promise you, they are singing and giving up names, and a big part of the evidence in this case, I think we're going to find, came from that initial arrest.
And Porter's a big name here in Missouri because his brother played for the University of Missouri. Did Jonte play? Yeah. He didn't play for Missouri, did he?
No.
I don't know. I don't think he did, but his brother did, Michael Porter, and that's why everybody knew that name immediately.
St. Louis does have a connection, though. A well-known drug dealer who had gone away to prison got out, Eric Ernest. They called him Spook. And he's one of the indicted in this case.
A
St. Louisan. Huh. So, hey, we have one claim to fame in all of this.
How about that?
Yeah. Hey, but why, you know, my question is why? You know, why would these professional athletes who, as you point out, make tens of millions of dollars, they've got hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, Chauncey Billups, not only was he a head coach and a Hall of Fame player, but he was a smart businessman. He had a lot of private ventures. Why would they take this gamble? I mean, literally, that's a play on words. But why would they take the chance of losing it all in a criminal indictment working with the mob? It's a head scratcher. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. You know, going from millionaire lifestyle to living in an apartment under a different name that the FBI gives you at some point. an apartment up in Maine. I don't know. It's under the witness protection program. I don't know. I can just tell you what the NBA says. And they says, look, we're reviewing the federal indictment announced today. Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups being placed on immediate leave from their teams and will continue to cooperate with relevant authorities and take these allegations to the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains top priority. It's interesting if you follow socials, of late, because now people are coming forward with videos of games and players going nuts when they were winning games, but maybe they didn't make the spread and kind of, you know, covering their mouths and kind of talking, where it looks kind of like suspicious. But I guess in this kind of frame, maybe they were in on that too. It's all the conspiracy theories are coming forward. So, it's wild. This story's only going to get bigger, and these guys are in a lot of trouble.
Well, movie Jeff, rights forthcoming.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to write a book
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Jeff Manasso, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right. Man. Yeah, that's good.
You know what I found funny? I didn't want to waste our time with Jeff on it, but as you read the indictment and the press release that came out from the FBI, they put all of their, I guess, gang names or their affiliation, like Spook, I mentioned, was the name of the guy here in St. Louis. But there's Sugar, there's Nero, there's Scary Terry. That's what Rozier went by.
These are the social media nicknames?
No,
within the gambling circle.
Within the gambling circle and within the mob. So, but they put their I guess, mob name on the release as well as their real name. Like Spanish G, there's Flapper Poker, or also known as Flappy. There's Maddie, there's Juice, there's Black Tony, Sugar. Yeah, these are all in the release. I'm reading through it going, there's 34.
The FBI release.
Yeah. Black Rob, Pokey.
Oh, my God.
Doc. I mean, all just right. Funny. So
coming up here, we're gonna get to Christopher Allen Gordon. He's an author who's written a really cool book called Letters from Home from World War II. It's all letters written home by St. Louisans during World War II in one book. It's pretty fascinating reading. We'll talk to him next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great area conspiracy, maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hey, got a great idea for a gift for the upcoming holidays for somebody. There's a book out called Letters Home from World War II from St. Louisans. I mean, what a very specific book this is, and filled with the very personal letters that people would write home, some from people in constant, like in war camps, prisoners of war, I should say, and others that were serving in various places around the globe during World War II. And we're lucky enough to get the author on here with us this morning. Christopher Alan Gordon is our guest. And Mr. Gordon, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is a great book. I haven't had a chance to read it cover to cover, but I have read an example of some of these letters. And wow, how did you go about assembling these, first of all? I mean, how did you solicit them and then decide which ones you were going to put in this book?
Well, I have knowledge of area archives and repositories, and I knew that, you know, World War II letters are, you know, common because there were so many millions of them that were written. And so I was lucky enough to be able to go around and just go through these collections and find the ones that really spoke to the experience of the soldiers and servicemen that were serving in World War II.
So you didn't necessarily have to go to the individual families and solicit the letters. These were things that were already in archives?
That's correct.
That's,
yes,
awesome.
There is one private collection in there, a great story. But yes, for the most part, these were in local collections.
What's the main theme of most of them? I mean, obviously, love stories had to be in there of their boyfriend or loved one, you know, being away at war and him writing letters. Was the letters also both ways, letters to the soldiers or only from the soldiers?
These were from the soldiers for the most part. And the common theme, as you can imagine, is, you know, I want this to be over with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I want this to be over. I want to come home. That they express their love to their families, to their wives, to their girlfriends. They want to reassure them that they're safe, you know, as safe as they could be. But you know, the underlying theme is let's get this over and let me come home.
Yeah, well, the book is called Letters Home from World War II. One of the first ones that caught my eye as I went through here was from Bill Martin, who goes in as a private, and then you follow up in his history in the military, and he ends up in a high ranking position in the country. But before I let you give that away, he was very analytical and very critical of, like, his you know, basic training and leadership in the military.
Yeah. And he, you know, his analysis was really interesting and incredible. And, you know, some of the things that he was writing about, his passing along to anyone that would listen, basically, was, you know, and this was before the war, this was right before the war. And he's saying, you know, these new enlistments, they really need to understand what they're fighting for in terms of democracy. And I'm not seeing any flags. I'm not seeing any patriotic bands. I'm not seeing, you know, too much talk about civics and things like that. And these men really need to understand what they're fighting for. And I think he got his point across.
Yeah, he did. He becomes a full bird colonel by the time the war is over and goes on to lead the Fed. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah,
William McChesney Martin was the longest serving Fed chairman in history. Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that something from right,
man,
here in St. Louis?
That's fantastic. And then all of the stories are local people. And do you kind of narrate the ties back here and those who survived? And I'm sure some people who wrote the letters didn't make it home, correct?
That's correct, sadly. And, you know, in each story, I tried to provide as much context as I could about, you know, what the conditions they were fighting in and serving in, and, giving background about what they did, you know, before they went into the service, and then, of course, what happened after they came home, and ultimately, you know, where they're resting.
Well, Christopher Alan Gordon, we appreciate your time this morning. The book is called Letters Home from World War II, St. Louis, Messages of Hope and Heartbreak from the Front Lines. Fascinating book, and I know somebody out there is thinking, wow, I'm going to have to buy that for my loved one for the holidays. Can they get it on Amazon? Is that the best place?
Yeah, or the Reedy Press website,
okay.
Or certainly local bookstores as well.
Outstanding. Christopher, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a good day. That sounds like a good read.
It really is, especially for a patriot in your family, somebody who really will appreciate the sacrifices those men made. It was a remarkable era of American men.
No kidding. The greatest generation.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks again to all of you that made it out to the birthday party last night. Thanks to Tricia Everding, who organized the whole thing and made it possible. And have a great day. We'll see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
I'm taking a nap.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.